brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking about the situation in Albuquerque, the demonstrations and subsequent riot that happened. And we had a caller earlier tell us that he saw a video where a young lady was shoved by the police. That was a different riot. That was the riot in Arizona where the people were rioting because their sports team didn't win. Still not an appropriate response from the police, but that was not the Albuquerque riot. Just want to correct that. Also had another crew member suggest we're looking at solutions. How do we get the police under control? I had a crew member step in here and say, we need to look at the grand jury laws in New Mexico. Is there a way that they can bypass the official grand jury that is essentially in the control of those who are in power, who are not doing anything, who are just content to pass on the lawsuits to the taxpayer? And as I reported earlier, in New Mexico, they have changed the police academy training to a shoot first curriculum in spite of all these shootings, in spite of all this abuse. And they had a police academy instructor say that he would refuse to teach that curriculum. Because it was a shoot-first curriculum, he was subsequently let go. Let's go to Jim in North Carolina. He says he thinks he has some solutions to this. Jim, what are your solutions?
Well, my solution is pretty simple, is that a group of people need, when they protest, to be prepared to go to jail. Once they're inside the jail, don't make bond. Go ahead and fight the thing all the way to trial. You're going to lose a trial, appeal it. You got to create a paper record to where the state agencies are properly, know that you're having problems with police. If you don't fight the cops physically, you can't, what's your argument going to be?
Yeah, it's going to take some people to essentially lay down a significant portion of their life. You know, that's the only way that anything ever changes, isn't it? We either spend some time or some money, or a huge hunk of our life to try to change things, but it's a worthy way to try to go about things. We'd ask for somebody in New Mexico to call in. Thank you very much, Jim. We've got Brian in New Mexico. Brian, do you have any firsthand knowledge of the demonstrations yesterday?
Hello?
Hello, Brian in New Mexico. Do you have any...
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling from Albuquerque. It's kind of crazy. It almost feels like a pressure cooker where, it's just building up. My relationship to this, so I used to produce a public access television show. When the new mayor came in, he basically took it upon himself to give control of the station to another group. So as part of that, there's a lot of corruption and stuff with that. But as part of it, I attended several city council meetings in order to speak on keeping the public access the way it was. And I was amazed by how many times, every time I went to city council, there would be dozens of people with signs saying that their, a family member had been killed by a police officer. And it made me feel really petty arguing for a television show when I'm sitting next to a three-year-old girl whose father had been killed by the police. So I started doing some research, and this was about a year and a half ago. And when I did, of all the thousands of cities and towns in this country, Albuquerque was in the top 10 of per capita shootings of police of its own citizens. It was either number 6 or number 5, as I recall. And it just really kind of awakened me to how bad this problem was, and we're paying out millions of dollars, tax money, and all that stuff. I think the biggest problem, part of it is the culture, but I think a lot of it, too, is the federalized grants. Last night, there were armored trucks there. There were riot squads, there were SWAT teams, there were police from other cities in their armored vehicles, and it just seemed like the response was way above and beyond anything that, it demanded for it. And I know, there was forewarning with Anonymous saying that they were going to bring down the APD computers and that they were actually...
Hang on, we've got to go to break. I want to come back to you. Got a firsthand report out of New Mexico. It is absolutely amazing, but that's what they've been training for. That's what they've been itching for, is a fight with the people of America on American streets. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free. Granite Law is not licensed in all states.
Are you struggling to make your mortgage payments? Facing foreclosure? Trying to refinance or modify your home loan but have been turned down? Afraid you'll lose your home? There is a way out. The Obama administration has announced a government relief program called the Home Affordability and Stability Plan, funded by the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. It's designed to save 9 million homes from foreclosure, and there's a good chance you qualify.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Here's your chance to take advantage of this government-funded program that's sweeping the nation. Stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, convert your adjustable rate to fixed, and reduce it to as low as 2%, even reduce or eliminate past due payments. Simply call the mortgage hotline now at 800-308-9818. Call for your free no-obligation consultation, 800-308-9818. That's 800-308-9818.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we were just talking to Brian from New Mexico, a caller who called in with some firsthand knowledge of what's going on in Albuquerque. And, of course, yesterday there were protests, which eventually became violent after about 10 hours. People are very upset about the record of shootings by the Albuquerque police, and it is above normal for the country, but it is something that I believe that we have pointed out over and over again here at InfoWars is something that's being driven from the federal government. Militarization of the police, the confrontational attitude of the police, and as they've instituted in New Mexico, a shoot-first training regimen at the police academy. This is how this is going to break down. It's not just going to be a homeless man who's shot. They're going to come into your home. Look at New York. This is a story out of PoliceStateUSA.com that broke over the weekend. This is Westbury, New York, and they now have a task force, a police task force, that is going to have zero-tolerance housing enforcement program. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means that homeowners in the Long Island community of Westbury, about 15,000 people, have had their private property rights abridged to the point where they will no longer even be able to make autonomous decisions about what happens inside their homes. Cops will sweep through communities and conduct housing inspections without notice. A presentation given at a town hall meeting included a prop that explained the changes. The poster included the following statement, quote, "Modify search warrant law to eliminate prior notice." There we go. "And aggressively use warrants and housing sweeps on a regular basis/ done, exclamation mark. That's what they're going to do. They're going to have zero tolerance in your house. If they think that you've got somebody that is illegally renting in your home, whatever that means, they are going to just come in without a search warrant, without any private notice. They're going to use SWAT teams on people's individual homes if they just suspect you. This is the real danger of the police and the surveillance state. When they start having all these cameras everywhere and they start profiling people, perhaps turn it over to some artificial intelligence and they see somebody, maybe you've got a flat tire. And so you're kind of hanging around next to a car, which happens to be your car. They don't know that. And then after a while, you duck down. And they think that there is a burglary going on, and they report that, or the AI program reports that to the police. And they show up, and you stand up with a tie iron in your hand. Are they going to shoot you, thinking that you've got a weapon? I mean, that's more than this guy in Albuquerque had. If they can shoot homeless people for illegally camping, can they bust into your home in New York, in Westbury, New York, without a warrant, without anything other than believing that they're enforcing a zero-tolerance program? Can they just bust in, and if you don't know who's coming in, they don't identify themselves properly? Because, you know, they like to do these no-knock raids. That's the favorite method of the SWAT teams. If you try to defend yourself, you get shot. That's where we're headed. That's why we have search warrants. That's why we didn't have SWAT teams for a couple hundred years. But now it's out of control, and it's getting worse. We should have zero tolerance for this kind of activity from our government. We need to do something about that. We were just talking to Brian in New Mexico. Brian, I wanted you to continue with what you saw there firsthand in Albuquerque.
The biggest thing was the tear gas. A long time ago, I was in the military, and I hadn't experienced that since then. And it's just out of control. And I guess the main thing is, you know, I'm talking with people, what can be done? Because, you know, in a way, a protest demonstration is invigorating. It shows that there's camaraderie between, you know, other people that feel the same. But at the end of the day, if there's no justice, it doesn't really change anything. And that's the biggest thing, that the system seems to be so corrupt, both locally and then as you go up further and further. The feds just recently repainted a lot of the local police cars, and they used to have a slogan on the side saying "In step with the community." That slogan is now missing, and it's just a little thing, but it just shows how we are getting further and further away from the principles that this country was founded on. Your thing about, you know, New York, where they can come into your home because you have somebody they don't like in your living room, is just outrageous. And
or because, you know, they think you may have somebody that they don't like, somebody that you maybe didn't file the proper permits for, pay the proper taxes for, so they just come in with a no-knock SWAT team raid, no search warrant.
In my personal space, if somebody was homeless, for example, and I said, you can sleep on my couch till you get back on your feet. You know, does that make me now a criminal because I'm aiding and abetting, you know, illegal campers? The whole thing is just off. And it sounds like it's, you know, being facetious or over the top. But the situation right now is over the top. And unless there's justice, I really don't see a solution. You know, I'm not saying that these police that did that should be going to jail or whatever, but they should be having a trial. There should be some legitimate, you know, right away the police chief, you know, the new police chief, because the other one would constantly support the, you know, his troops 100%. He was finally gotten rid of. We've had a new police chief for about 3 months.
Let me stop you right there. You just said he would support his troops. See, you understand that this is a militarization, don't you? We distinctly understand that. They've been talking, if you go back and look at movies going back to the 70s or 80s, the police even then were talking about civilians versus a cop or whatever. But that has really been doubled down. That's no longer anything other than occupied territory, the way the police are operating. You understand instinctively that they're troops, aren't they?
And you just look at them yesterday with their, I mean, they look like a cross between Darth Vader and Nazis with their SS helmets and all their weapons and armored vehicles. It's just, it is so militaristic that it staggers the mind. I guess that's the hardest thing, is people just can't grasp the magnitude or how deep down this rabbit hole we've already allowed ourselves to go. And that is it. We've allowed it to happen. You know, people are just so hung up doing their jobs, paying the bills, watching the kids, that they really don't take time, unless something happens to you directly, to see what's going on with your neighbor or your community.
I agree.
This situation is kind of forcing a lot of people really to take a look at where we happen to be and the crossroads that we're at.
Well, thank you, Brian. In New Mexico, that's what we're seeing everywhere. You know, at South by Southwest, Jakari Jackson went down there and was smiling some reports, and it was part of an open carry rally that he was covering, and he talked to a guy who was essentially pushing back against that. And Jakari said, aren't you concerned that the police would have a monopoly on force as part of the conversation? And the guy said, well, I can see where that would be a problem in Nazi Germany, but this is America. It can't happen here. It's an information problem. People don't understand what the real danger is. They don't really perceive the issue. Now, Brian in New Mexico saw this situation yesterday where they had a demonstration about the shooting of a homeless man. He just described how they look like a cross between Darth Vader and Nazis, and how they showed up completely militarized. He, just in the course of talking about it, he talked about how they were troops. It's really an information war. The good news is that we can win that. We've had some really good news this week, I think, in terms of the information war. We've got Mike Rogers announcing that he is going to be retiring, that he's going to be leaving Congress. We've also had Keith Alexander, who's been the head of the NSA for quite a period of time, also stepping down. Why is it that these guys are leaving? I think it's because they have such low credibility that they could tell people that the sky is blue and nobody would believe them anymore. They've got to get some different people in there, and they're hoping that if they do, they're going to have some more credibility. But you know what? They're not. Just changing the face there is not going to give them more credibility. Now, a couple of things are going on with Mike Rogers, and we had a breaking story here that Kurt Nemo had on InfoWars. House Intel boss says that Putin is looking to invade Eastern Europe. Meanwhile, multiple sources say there's no sign of Russian military buildup. That's kind of par for the course for Mike Rogers. Always pushing for war, always pushing for the surveillance state, never having any justification for either. Says here, points out in the article, Rogers made the claim despite a complete lack of evidence. That's exactly what we see with the rest of his claims about war. And we also see that there was an article from, now, as he's leaving for and not standing for re-election, the question is he leaving because he can't win? Or is he leaving because they've got a bigger task for him? I think the answer is both, actually. There was a story that was on Political Wire. And when they reported that he was leaving, they said that his district is currently rated as a safe Republican district by the Rothenberg Political Report. But without Rogers, it could be competitive because Mitt Romney carried the district by only 3 points in 2012. Obama won it by 6 points in 2008. You know what? I don't think he would win after he's been the poster child for the surveillance state for the last year after the Snowden leaks. He's the one pushing back constantly. He's the one making jokes about killing Snowden. See, when somebody exposes criminal activity, whether it's the United States or whether it's Turkey, then they attack the whistleblower who is exposing the criminal activity. In Turkey, when the criminal activity was exposed, we had the head of intelligence, the head of the military, political heads talking and actively plotting about how they're going to stage a false flag attack against a tomb of Suleiman Shah that is claimed to be Turkish territory, that is being guarded by Turkish soldiers so that they could start a war with Syria. When that's exposed, they shut down YouTube, and the mass media only talks about the fact that YouTube is shut down. And then parrot the lines from the government, from the Turkish government, that the people who expose this are villainous and dishonest. No, the people who are villainous and dishonest are the ones who are plotting to kill their own countrymen in order to start a war with another country. And that's the same kind of attitude we've seen from Mike Rogers and the cheerleaders for the NSA. They attack Snowden. They attack the people who are exposing the criminal activity. And quite frankly, I don't think he could get reelected again. But he's going to try to do an Operation Mockingbird. They're losing the information war. They say they have no credibility. And so they're trying to put some people in those positions. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, as well as taking your calls about what's going on in Albuquerque and what we can do to try to rein in the police. We'll be right back.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com. And for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been taking calls from people about the demonstrations in Albuquerque that turned violent this last weekend after they shot that homeless man. And if you haven't seen that video, if you haven't seen Alex Jones seeing that video for the first time, you need to see that video. Now, we're talking about how they've militarized the police. It's something we talk about here frequently at InfoWars because it is a very serious problem. There was an article that just came out at the New American. It said, why is Homeland Security paying to put cities under surveillance? And they point out the Santa Monica Police Department received nearly $800,000 from DHS, that's the Homeland Security Department, just days ago, on March 28th. This is what they're going to use the money for. Funds were requested to purchase equipment and training that supports regional homeland security goals, specifically an automated license plate reading system for the police department, terrorism liaison officer training, hazardous material training and equipment, urban search and rescue. Yeah, they're going to rescue you, all right. This is police state stuff, guys. And they're talking about how ineffective these cameras everywhere have been. The article points out that in Houston, citizens of Houston should overlook their elected leaders' acceptance of such federal largesse, given that the 900 or so surveillance cameras already in place have had no favorable effect on the crime rate in the city. And the local CBS affiliate, KHOU, says officials say data is not being kept to determine if the cameras are driving down crime. And the article in New American asks, if the cameras aren't being used to reduce crime, then what are they being used for? That's right. They are not there to protect you, folks. We're looking to create a maximum security state. A maximum security state is a maximum security prison. And that's what is being created here with our tax money. You know, people will often ask, are we headed for Brave New World or are we headed for a 1984 Orwell society? What does our society look like? More of one novel or more of the other novel? We got two dystopian pictures of society. Of course, in 1984, Orwell's version of it, it was an iron fist, as I think he put it. It was a boot stamping in somebody's face forever. Big brother watching everything you do, this gray, dark world. But, of course, Aldous Huxley gave us a view of the Brave New World, and in his view, it was all fun and games. It was sexualizing the children at an early age. It was destroying the family. It was overwhelming people with pleasure. So which is it? We certainly see both elements in our society. In my opinion, I think we've got both going on, but at different levels. You know, in 1984, the people who were not at the, let's say, middle class or above, were pretty much left alone. They pretty much left the proles alone, the proletariat. They ignored them. I think those are the people who basically opt out of the system, who are just content to be entertained with games and television. Those are the people that they're using the Brave New World tactics on. I think the people who are in the middle class and the working class and above, especially people who are a part of the government bureaucracy, they're getting the Brave New World treatment. That's where the police state kicks in. Anybody that may be a threat to their power base is going to get the 1984 treatment. If you're content to just sit back and be entertained to death, you get the Brave New World. We've got some callers who have been on the phone telling us about what they think might be solutions to the police state. Let's go to Joseph in Texas. Joseph?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Joseph in Texas.
Okay, well, you know, first, I have a few things I wanted to say, but I've been listening, you know, and I live in Dallas, and, you know, I've actually looked to get into law enforcement myself. I'm a young guy, and I have a lot of friends of mine that are in the sheriff's department in my local area. You know, and a lot of these guys are talking about this stuff, and they're like 100%, you know, aware of it, or even more so than you expect. They're like, they're totally, you know, against it. But the thing that surprises me is that they kind of have that attitude that, you know, there's nothing they can even do about it, this kind of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so the kind of solution that I think that, you know, people that everyone I talk to, I always try to instill in people is the fact that it's like, it's a personal responsibility, that the fact that when you talk to people, they just, you know, they turn around and they put forth the attitude that it's just, that's the way it is and that's the way it's going to be. And there's no resistance, even just like, you know, talking about it. They're okay with the police having, you know, all the weaponry in the world, but us having,
you know,
none of it.
That's a good point. And I think really the way out of this is the way that we see from organizations like Oath Keepers and the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. These kind of officers who see the danger and understand where this leads, they need to understand that they are not alone. This is the way that it ended in East Germany when the guards refused to shoot people who were going over the fence. Thank you, Joseph. We're going to be right back, and we're going to take some more of your calls right after this break about the police state. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We've been talking about the police state, about the surveillance state, and how they're losing the info war. Still very powerful on the streets, still treating citizens as targets. But how do we roll this back? Well, I think the key thing is that people need to understand on a broader basis what's really at stake here. People in Albuquerque understand because it has gotten to such a bad degree there. Will people in other areas of the country understand what the federal government is doing as it pushes the militarization of the police, as it wants to use the military as police? Now, there was an interesting thing that happened in Belgium this last week where Obama was asked a question about the surveillance state. But before we go to that clip, I want you to hear that clip. We've seen Mike Rogers, the cheerleader for the police state as head of the House Intelligence Committee. We've seen him say that he's no longer going to run for office. He's going to step down and go into talk radio. Why? Because I don't think he can win there. This is a Republican district that they've carved out in Michigan, but it's always been close, going 2 or 3 points one way or the other in the presidential elections. And I think for the last year, he has been the spokesperson for the NSA. I think he has totally lost his credibility. Just last week, Mike Rogers and Dutch Ruppersberger, he's a Democrat from Maryland, introduced from the House Intelligence Committee a bill that they called End Bulk Collection Act. End the Bulk Collection Act. Well, as we always see from these congressional bills, it does exactly the opposite thing. It doesn't end bulk collection. It makes provision for how the data is going to be bulk collected and who's going to store it. All they're doing is moving it from their servers, essentially, to the servers of their corporate entities that they partner with. So here he has absolutely no credibility. Keith Alexander is leaving the NSA. They're trying to put a different face on it because look at how Obama was received in Belgium. People there are very concerned, probably even more so than Americans are, about how they're being surveilled. And so they had a questioner ask him about the surveillance state. And Obama gives this rambling answer, and there is absolutely no applause at the end, even though the guy who comes up and takes over kind of tells people, you know, that's it. That's all the questions. Hint, hint. Now's the time for applause. They had everything except an applause sign, but they couldn't get anything, just the sound of one man clapping. Listen to this.
Checks, balances, legal processes. The good news is that I'm very confident that it can be achieved. And I'm also confident that the core values that America has always believed in terms of privacy, rule of law, individual rights, that has guided the United States for many years and will continue to guide us into the future.
Okay.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you again.
One person starts to clap and stops.
The last question. Thank you very much for coming.
That was the last question. Now's your chance. You need to applaud. He's kind of awkwardly walking off. The way he is exiting is the same way that Keith Alexander is exiting, the same way that Mike Rogers is exiting. Nobody believes it anymore. We were told last summer that we saw a meeting of the Defense Department Public Relations, and we had a young lady stand up and said, nobody believes us anymore. It's just mindless propaganda. Absolutely. They keep telling us that it's just metadata, and it doesn't matter. People need to wake up to that aspect of it. Here's an article that was on our website, how the NSA can use metadata to predict your personality. And the person who put forward this study said, we see a lot of comments along the lines of, it's only metadata. It's not personal. And it only gets personal when a human looks into it. We wanted to show an example at a small scale of what you might be able to do with that data on just things like how long a call lasts, when the calls are made, where the calls are made. And what they did was they took the standard personality types that psychologists would come up with, neurotic, open, extroverted, agreeable, conscientious, those different types of things. And they just looked at simple things like basic phone use, the number of calls, active user behavior, like the time it took for the subject to answer a call, simple things like that, location, the regularity of their calling routine. And they were able to pretty accurately, much better than just random, they were able to profile people. See, they can predict where you're going to be in the next 24 hours looking at your metadata just as accurately or more accurately than you can. In many ways, the metadata is more intrusive than just listening to your phone call or reading your email. They can actually glean a lot more from that. So people need to wake up. I think people are waking up. You see the frosty reception that Obama got. You see these guys are having to leave. They cannot allow Mike Rogers to stand for re-election and lose. That would be a huge black eye to the security state. But guess what, Mike? You've already lost. We've got your number. And I can't wait until he gets on the air and people start calling him. That's going to be some good radio that might actually give him a boost in his ratings. One other thing on the police state before we get back to callers here. This is something that came out of the Washington Post, and it was an article, we talked about it briefly yesterday. It was Franz Kafka meets the National Security Agency, and of course Kafka loved to write stories about the mindless, unresponsive bureaucracy stonewalling people. Here's a guy who was trying to get information about his father, who had been a syndicated columnist, and he was illegally wiretapped by the CIA in 1963, a very, very long time ago. This information should now be declassified. He tried to get information from the NSA. He tried to get it from the CIA. Nobody's going to talk to him. He actually was able to get some information from the FBI, but what I thought was the most interesting thing was the response from the NSA. This is from their chief of staff of the Freedom of Information Act Privacy Appeal Authority. She says, as a result of my review, I've concluded that the appropriate response is to continue to neither confirm or deny the existence or non-existence of any intelligence material on your father. To do so, when challenged under the FOIA Act, would result in the exposure of intelligence information, sources, and methods which could harm our national security and severely undermine NSA activities in general. This is something that happened 50 years ago when they were looking at a journalist. And I'm sure it would tell us things about the NSA that we already know, really. But what I thought was most interesting about this was that this person was chief of staff. They've got an entire crew of bureaucrats in their FOIA department who don't give any information out. That's where the Kafka comes in. They've got an entire staff. She's got people working for her, and they're going to not give information about a journalist who was tapped 50 years ago. If they're not going to give information out about him, they're not going to give any information about anybody. But she's got an entire staff that she's chief of. This is the kind of bloated police state bureaucracy that is out of control, that is both stupid and offensive and dangerous at the same time. This is what we're currently seeing. This is what we have to fight. We're winning in many respects, but there's a lot still to be done, especially with people not understanding what's going on with militarization of the police. As we pointed out, the 2 billion bullets, the armored personnel carriers that Homeland Security is getting people. These are the things we're very concerned about. Let's take a couple of more calls on this subject. Jerry in Ohio, you've been on for a long time.
How you doing, Dave?
Doing fine. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple quick comments here. In Northeast Ohio here, they're really trying to get the public to embrace this mafia police state. They're even going into these churches and forming anti-violence church programs where if you see something, you know, you're to watch and to tell.
See something,
and
say something,
really,
yeah.
They're really boosting that to get everybody to spy on everybody up here. And with all the cameras and all the, they got the streets all laid out in grids.
See, Jerry, I find that so disturbing because, you know, the way things got rolled back in East Germany was when people, they were shooting people who were trying to escape, trying to get over the wall. They had guards who were shooting people. You know the way that stopped? That stopped when people met at churches and had a silent vigil en masse. They started walking to protest that, and the police and the guards at the gates there in East Germany stood down. But it was led by the churches, and the churches are the ones who have a lot of moral authority, who could try to get people to organize against the wholesale slaughter of people, against the escalating violence. But instead, as you point out, so many of them are becoming quislings for the state, spying on their fellow citizens. Go ahead.
And also, you know, they're like if you go to a festival or like a demolition derby or something, you know, you see these stormtroopers standing around watching everybody. And, you know, people are just getting so accustomed up here in Northeast Ohio to seeing these military helicopters going over. We're seeing drones up here. They bring out their military in the parades and people just clap and, you know, and go crazy for them, and they'll set like an army tank or a jeep or with machine guns out in the middle of a parking lot at a school where kids can go out and climb on it, and oh, it's so wonderful, you know, that our military has these weapons to defend us. What are they going to think when they start rolling down our streets and they have Chinese and Mexican troops in them,
yeah,
and they're telling
yeah.
people to go back home or they'll be killed?
Well, you know, it's sad, as you mentioned, every time we have a public event anymore, it seems like as they start driving down the streets in their militarized vehicles, it's starting to look more and more like a May Day parade in communist Russia or China, isn't it? You know, where they portray their military might in our face all the time.
But yeah, they're going into the churches up here and they're telling people, if you see something or you're not sure about something, call the police. I mean, that is really getting down to where people have no rights up here at all. They have township people that if you build a little thing to put mulch in, they'll drive around, they'll take pictures of it and take pictures of your house, and they'll report you, and then they'll come out to try to raise your taxes like you're doing home improvement.
Oh, yeah.
It's like communist China here.
Yes, it is. No respect for private property, just as I pointed out earlier in Westbury, New York. They are going to basically have zero tolerance if they think that you've got somebody in your home staying with you that you haven't okayed with them. They're assuming that they've got the authority to tell you who you can and cannot have in your private home. They're going to SWAT team you without a search warrant, and they're very proud of that. Thank you, Jerry. Let's go to Josh in Washington. Josh, thank you for holding. You've been on for quite a while.
Yeah, hey, David. Thanks for having me on. I'm a former military security and asset protection specialist for the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And in that training that we got, we were extensively trained in the application of lethal force. And the core of that training is something called the escalation of force. And it's basically a common sense approach to handling confrontation. If someone is standing there with their fists, no weapon, you can't just shoot them.
Yeah.
If someone is standing there with a knife, you can't shoot him in the head. You can't even really take these steps to immobilize him without using non-lethal steps first. I watched the video in its entirety. It was a murder.
It was.
Clearly a murder. There was no application of escalation of force. Now, this is the first I've heard on the program today of any kind of shoot first policy, which completely goes against anything that I was trained, which every training I've had in regards to the application of lethal force, there was the inherent, you honored human life, regardless of what was happening. You didn't honor your life first. You honored human life.
I've seen people comment and say that everybody knows a retired police officer who says that it was considered a failure if you drew your weapon. You had failed to de-escalate this situation. That's exactly what you're talking about. But what we're seeing in New Mexico and in other places is that the state and federal government are driving policies to get the police to be more aggressive. That's what they're teaching them. That's why they're calling it the shoot first curriculum in New Mexico. That's why one of the instructors refused to teach that. He'd been an instructor for quite some time. They fired him. They're changing the rules of engagement. They're changing the way they view the citizens of America. They're teaching them that they're operating in a battle zone. That is fundamentally what the NDAA was about. It was under the assumption that the entire world, including American streets, was a battle zone, and that they were going to be able to use the military to pick up people, to hold them, to detain them without trial, and hold them indefinitely without ever accusing them of anything, as if they were on a military battlefield.
It falls right into line with it being a PSYOP. I mean, if things like this are continuously happening, because it has somebody like me who has common sense and training, I'm scared of the police.
Yes.
I'm scared to death of the police. I have three young children, and this could happen to any one of us.
Yes.
And the fact that no medical care was called. Like, I watched the entire video. The moment that they seen that they were going to have a physical confrontation, irregardless of whether lethal force was going to be applied, EMT should have been called. They were in rocky terrain. Even if they were going to have to physically detain that guy, somebody was getting hurt.
Yeah.
So there was obviously things that didn't happen. And to see the police chief get on television and say that they've followed procedure to the T is nauseating. Makes me sick.
It was.
And there's
disgusting.
Really no. There's no. This is a symptom of the systemic poisoning that we have in the United States. And these cops are a symptom of the overfluoridated, GMO bloated, mindless, lobotomized people. And they have no common sense. They do not think
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how many homeless people you've been around, but guns have value.
Mm-hmm.
People who are homeless usually don't have a lot of money, and if they have something of value, it goes to something else.
That's very right. Like, yes, thank you so much. You're exactly right. It's a escalating this beyond all reason, and anybody that hasn't seen this really needs to take a look at it. A good way to see it is when Alex Jones saw it for the first time. It was pretty amazing. I was amazed as I watched. I couldn't sit still. I had to stand up to watch this. Let's go to Forrest in California. Forrest?
Hi, David. Howdy.
Hi.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about our free speech and the Bill of Rights and how it's really a vehicle for peace, love, and prosperity. And if we don't use it, we're going to lose it. It's just like if we have a car parked on the street for weeks on end, it'll be towed. And so somebody has to at least use it to move it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about how this show and all the documentaries and all the hard work you guys are doing is part of God's plan on earth, having heaven on earth in the present and forevermore. And we are to pray without ceasing. There's every time we expose corruption, the anti-American, anti-constitutional laws, policies, and actions, that is a prayer. And we also need to keep our eye on the prize, like what we do want.
Very good point. We got to go to a commercial break. We're going to talk about that after we come back. We're going to talk about how we should live. You know, that was a question that Francis Schaeffer asked.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We were just talking to Josh in Washington. I want to get him to finish up with his comments. And we have David from New Mexico, who was actually at the rally that turned into turned violent towards the end there in Albuquerque about the police shooting. But we also have this video of this, and we've been showing this off and on for those people who are watching it, of this young lady who is just clocked by the police in Arizona as part of this. Look at that. That's just amazing. That's just amazing. You know, how do you get control of an out-of-control thug like that? This big, fat cop comes running up, gets, I mean, he's like running at her and just punches her, knocks her into a bench. Just amazing, the brutality, the unprovoked brutality. Why aren't these people going to jail? What can we do to stop it? Josh in Washington. Oh, he did drop off. Okay, let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you said you were at the rally?
Yes, I was. Good morning, David. My name is David, and I was at the rally yesterday. I also went to the one on Tuesday. I had a few points I wanted to make here.
Sure.
At the rally, I actually made a few statements there, and I just wanted to mention that I did call for Governor Martinez, Mayor Berry, and Chief Eden to all be held accountable because they're obviously complicit in this act. If you look at the tape, you can clearly hear, and I quote this from the tape, which is one of the officers saying, in a private world, if you were down at a bar or a bus stop, I would have the right to kill you right now because you're trying to take me over. Don't get stupid with me.
Wow.
Secondly, I also wanted to make another point. KRQE, the mainstream media here, is also involved in the cover-up as well. On their website, they're the ones that actually, you can look at this article up there on their website. It's called APD Officer Involved Shooting Justified, KRQE.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On the article, it actually says, it tries to claim that Boyd is the one that's making that statement there. So they're actually twisting it and lying about the article.
The media came after Shane Harger, this police chief from Jimenez Springs, and tried to paint him as somebody that was evil because he had two IDs. Well, he had two IDs because he showed up at a shooting where an Albuquerque police officer's wife had been shot. The police officer was saying that it was a suicide that she'd committed with his service revolver. But Shane Harger didn't believe it was a suicide. It didn't look consistent with that. And although it was out of their jurisdiction, even though it was in the county, there were police officers, lieutenant, I think as a detective, who showed up and started destroying evidence. And Shane Harger would not back down off of his story. He changed his name because he got death threats. So, yeah, there are some good cops out there. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You had some other points to make.
I am aware of the case, actually. I'm familiar with Sandoval County, where that sheriff was located in Jimenez Springs. But I just wanted to mention, though, please check out that article. It's APD Officer Involved Shooting Justified, and the media is trying to say Boyd is the one saying it when it's clear that the officer is saying that.
The media is definitely complicit in a lot of this. They were the ones trying to demonize Shane Harger. Go ahead.
Well, the problem is it's systemic corruption, whether it's the government or the media. They all seem to be involved. One other point, I am an engineer as well, a civil engineer. Mm-hmm. I'm part of the member of A911 Truth. I've signed a petition calling for a new investigation. And as I mentioned, it's so systemic that even the engineering boards won't even confront this issue. I've contacted all 50 engineering boards personally, as well as the American Society of Civil Engineers, and they totally ignore the fact that World Trade Center 7 fell at free fall acceleration, which is impossible. Yes. I just wanted to make that point. And one last point, if I may. We're in the battle right now here in New Mexico of fighting corporate personhood. There's a case where Mora County is trying to ban fracking, and they're trying to protect the water rights of the people here. We're in a very bad drought, and we're just trying to protect our resources. It's an interesting case. If you look it up on the Internet, you can find it at change.org, Mora Fracking. And thanks for your time, David.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's not – part of it is not just corruption. Part of it is people's inability to believe that someone in government could act criminally. We have to get over that. We'll be right back. We've got some more stories, some different breaking news. We're going to come.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a
long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
On corruption, Alex Jones on the GCM.